irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Dr. Nina Show with Dr. Nina Savelle Rocklin, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to The Dr. Nina Show. I'm Dr. Nina Savelle Rocklin. I'm a psychoanalyst specializing in food, weight, and body image issues, and I'm here to help you break free of dieting and lose weight without dieting. And that means no more counting calories or carbs, no more thinking about food all the time, no more obsessing. It really is possible to lose weight and gain health all without ever going on another diet. If you'd like to call in today, the number is 818-602-4929. That's 818-602-4929. You can also tweet me at Win the Diet War. So last week, the main topic was how to stop the fat talk, as in how do you stop fat shaming yourself and others? And by the way, along these lines, a listener named Ariel sent me a really thought-provoking and cringe-inducing video. It's from Refinery29, and it's called Little Girls Saying Big Girls Things. And it, big girl things. It starts out with these like 6, 7, or 8-year-old little girls standing in front of a mirror and saying things like, "Is it the hat or does my butt look big?" And then they're walking on the beach and one of them is like, "Come on, only 5 more miles until we burn off that pizza." And then this super skinny little girl is looking at her super skinny arms and she's like, "Oh, I think I'm about to take flight with these wings." Another says, "I'm lying down, so I look skinnier." Well, you get the idea. When we see little girls saying these things, it really brings home how horrible it is to say it to ourselves. At least I hope it drives that point home. So after last week, someone asked me how to respond when other people are fat shaming you or making comments about what you're eating, your weight, anything like that. And that is a great question, and I'm sure lots of you are wondering the same thing. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Let's talk about what to say when someone mentions your weight. So you gotta prepare some clever comebacks, or at least some comebacks. Benjamin Franklin once said, quote, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." And if we take that and reverse it, by preparing, you will succeed. So people can be obnoxious, or they can just be just plain thoughtless, giving them the benefit of the doubt. And so having snappy comments at the ready will help you get through those awkward moments when people say things like, "Do you really need to eat that?" Or, "You've put on a few pounds since last summer, haven't you?" Or, "Oh, you really like that cake, don't you?" Oh, cringe. Oh, so horrible. That's happened to me, and it's the most embarrassing, awful feeling. So here's how you deal with these types of comments. First, you set limits, and that's when you say things like, firmly, you say, "I'm not discussing what I'm eating or how much I weigh. That topic is off limits." Or you say, "I don't like speaking about my weight, so I prefer you don't bring it up." Now, if that feels too serious, you can use humor. If they say, "Do you really need to eat that?" You say, "No, I don't need that. I really don't need that, but I sure do want it. You got a problem?" If they say anything about how much you weigh, you say, "You know what? My weight is a number and it is unlisted." Or you say, "Thank you for noticing. Here I thought nobody paid attention to me." If they say you've gained weight, you say, "Absolutely right. Curvy is the new black." If they say, "Well, yeah, it looks like those pants are a little tight," you say, "Whoa, you know, I actually have gained weight. Thank you for letting me know, because otherwise it would have completely escaped my attention." Or, "Yes, I have gained weight. Shall we alert the media?" Just get like snarky and just put them in their place. The other thing you can do is just deflect. So when they say, "Do you really need to eat that?" or they make some comment about you, your weight, what you're eating, you just say something that has nothing to do with what they just said. They said, "You really need to eat that?" You say, "So what's new with you?" "Oh, you really like that cake, don't you? So, anyway, how are you these days?" "Oh, you've gained a few pounds." "What's going on in the Trump universe?" You know, you just completely ignore what they say as if they didn't say it. And then, here's a common one. If they tell you they're only asking because they're worried about your health, which some of them are actually worried about your health, you say, "You know what, I appreciate your concern, but I'm not discussing this." Or, "You know what, I appreciate your concern, but my body, my business." Or you say, "You know what, if you want to help, ask me how I'm feeling, not what I'm eating." One of my patients had a father who was always commenting on what she was eating and how much she was eating and, you know, making awful little pokey comments about her weight. So, and they had dinner about once a month. So she goes over to his house for dinner because he loves to cook. And he's made pasta, and of course, it's like some kind of cream sauce, Alfredo, or something like that kind of pasta. And he gives her some pasta for dinner, but seriously, it's like the smallest amount of pasta you can possibly have. Like, he gives her half a cup of pasta, which is really, really small. And so there's this half a cup of pasta in this big bowl, and she's hungry, it's dinner time, so she eats it. Then he says, "Oh, you want some more?" She says, "Yes, please, thank you." And he says, "Oh, you have quite an appetite, don't you? Yeah, you can really put it away." And this is just a common dance that they do. And it happens every month. And she's tried everything. In the past, she said, "Dad, you barely gave me anything for dinner. Of course I'm hungry." And he'll say something like, "Well, if that's the way you want to see it." Or she'll say, "No thanks, Dad. I'm good. I don't want any more." And he'll say, "Oh, sticking to that diet, are you? Good luck with that." This time, when she says, "Yes, please, I'd like some more," shades of Oliver Twist, "Yes, please, I'd like some more," he tells her that she has quite an appetite, and she decides to go a different way. She says, "Dad, you make such good pasta. I just couldn't resist. I just can't resist your pasta." And he gets all pumped up and puffed out. He's like, "Yeah, I'm a pretty good chef, if I do say so myself." And that was the end of that. So if all else fails, appeal to their narcissism. Whatever way you're going to handle it, do not defend, justify, or explain yourself. Set limits, use humor, and deflect. And if you have anything to add to that, any suggestions, any experiences that you've had in this area, I would love to hear it. Or if you'd like to discuss anything related to weight and body image or what's weighing on you, feel free to call in. The number is 818-602-4929. That's 818-602-4929. Okay. So after you stop the fat talk, whether it's about yourself or from someone else, it's time to size up your life and think about what's really important and downsize what's not. And part of that is really embracing your awesomeness. Here's a question for you. Who is the most awesome person you know? Now, I've asked a lot of people that question. In fact, I asked thousands of people that question because I asked my Facebook subscribers, who's the most awesome person you know and why? And I want to share some of the answers because they are illuminating. So, phone call, hold on. Hi there, this is Dr. Nina. Who am I talking to?
This is Nick.
Nick.
And what a great story about weight. I really enjoyed it. And I'm calling because I'm feeling good, because about the weight and how you look at it. And I called about, I first called when you started your show, when I was talking about getting on the scale and how I felt about the weight. And this story you told today is how I feel about the weight. And I just wanted to call and say, I've gone 5 days without standing on the scale in the morning to judge how I feel during the day.
Oh, my God. I wish I had some special effects that I could just tell the engineer to put on right now, like clapping and cheering and wow.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, it's a great feeling. It's really a nice feeling. I'm eating like I normally eat. I don't have that feeling, oh, God, I really want to sneak in and step on a scale to see what I weigh. It's really strange, and I'm doing it, and I don't know. I imagine I'm going to get a kick one day to say, what do I weigh, what so on. I mean, I don't know, but what goes in what you just said is the same thing I feel that... 5 days, that's incredible that I just not get on a scale, and I'm eating right, I'm not starving myself, I'm the same, and I just wanted to share that with you, because it's incredible that I had 5 days since Saturday.
I want to talk to you more about that, but Ronan, my incredible engineer, just gave me this. Let's see if it works. See, it's supposed to be applause. It's not working.
So I just wanted to call. You're talking about this morning is great, and I just wanted to call and tell you something because, you know, people, I call and complain about this and this and this, and this is such a positive. I couldn't wait to call and tell you this. So, so I wanted to share that and. I just hope that I continue to feel good about myself. That's what it's all about.
Well, this is amazing. Nick has been a regular call. For those of you who are listening, maybe for the first time, Nick has been a regular caller since day one, and you know, you've gone all your life feeling like the scale rules your mood, and to go 5 days without it is pretty remarkable. So tell us what made the difference. Like, how have you been able to not get on that scale? Has it just been sheer willpower or something else?
It's just I wanted to feel better about myself. And what I wanted to feel that I'm a good person. And I don't want to be judged by a scale because that's not who I am. And I've been feeling heavy since I was a little kid. And like you were talking about, people said, oh, you got heavy. If someone said to me, like you said earlier, oh, you gained a few pounds, I'd be so depressed. And then because I was being judged because I was fat as a child, my mother made me feel like I was fat. And then she would always make me eat all the food on the plate. Mm. My whole life, I was judged. You were fat. No one likes a fat kid. And I just, it hit me that, you know, I just can't do that. I mean, I'm a good guy. And I'm working on that. I've been getting help and talking about it with people in a group. And it just... It just happened. I said, you know, I'm just not getting on the scale. And it's natural as can be. I mean, I pass it every morning, and I don't even have an urge to even get on the scale to judge myself by the scale.
That is remarkable.
That scale is not judging me. And I'm working on it.
This
is a big step.
This is huge, 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 huge. I mean, what you're saying is that when you really decided for yourself internally, in yourself, decided, hey, I'm a good guy, which is what you just said, I'm a good guy, then whatever the scale says is not going to counter that. You don't need the scale to let you know that you're likable and lovable and good. I see someone else is calling. If you can call back after I'm done talking with Nick, that would be great. I have no way of putting you on hold. I'm sorry. And I don't have anyone answering the phone. So please call back after Nick and I have hung up. really, I hope that you are taking some time to honor yourself. That took a lot. You were so devastated by how you were feeling and so controlled for so many years, that to have this kind of liberation, it's a beautiful thing, and you've created it by deciding who Nick is. That Nick knows Nick. A piece of metal and plastic does not know Nick.
And one thing is, I am surrounding myself with people who like Nick and, you know, aren't judging Nick by being fat, you know, or this or that. It's just the people that I choose to be with. And that's a key, too.
That is,
you know, who like me because of who I am or my sense of humor and so on.
That's a very good point. Because when we're mean to ourselves, other people who are mean just seem like people who know us really well. You know, if you're judgmental of yourself and someone judges you, you don't even recognize it's judgment. It's just like, it's your own voice reflected in them. But when you're nicer to yourself, when you feel good about yourself, and someone is mean to you, then you realize it's mean, and you see it for what it is, and you can extricate yourself from those relationships and find people who are going to treat you nicely, which is what you deserve.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to let you know this is happening, and I hope it continues. I'm going to work on it, and I just want to share you, because you had a lot to do with it.
Oh.
And
thanks, Nick. And listen, if you go backwards and get on that scale, or if you have that moment, don't worry. Nothing has taken away these last days without it. You may never step on it again, but if you do, I don't want you to feel like, oh, I was on a roll and now it's over. It's just normal. It's the old two steps forward, one step back. But you've taken several steps forward, and if you take a step back, you're still well ahead of where you were.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. Thank you for starting us off with that wonderful news. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I'm going to try that applause one more time. It's supposed to be applause, but it's not working. Oh, wait. Applause. Is it working? Anyway, any moment we might get applause. Here's my other time. There we go. That's for you, Nick. It worked. All right. Hi, caller. This is Dr. Nina.
Hi, Dr. Nina. This is Christina calling.
Hi, Christina. Another regular caller. How are you?
Yes. I'm loving your show. And two things. I love and hate. I hate the fact that this is a discussion we have, but I love the topic that you brought up because it's touched me in so many ways throughout my life, particularly when I moved from the South out here to the West Coast. And it's so interesting that you brought up this topic about fat shaming, because just today I came across an article on Men's Health, and the article was entitled "Is Fat Shaming a Bad Thing?" January 2017, and it has pros and cons. And I'm number one, just shocked that we have to even ask that question.
What is the what could possibly be the pro?
Well, they're actually saying that the pro is that individuals who are overweight, other people are worried about them because of health reasons. I thought it was very weak and ridiculous because for me, and I can share some stories of what I experienced, I think for me what it came down to is, one, I need to make sure to have a great sense of myself, and unfortunately or not, I'm always in search of myself. And I think that people come off as very sanctimonious, and who likes being told what to do? So I think that those things really affect me. And just to give some examples, a few couple of phrases or stories, things that I was told when I moved out here on the West Coast, where I feel appearance and weight and fitness are very highly valued, at least as compared to the Southeast, where, you know, eating is and it's a little bit different out there. So for me, what happened was I moved out here. I had some things said to me, and my eating disorder just came full-blown. I had it pop up when I was 20, and it popped up here when I was 40s, and I was just sort of devastated by things that were said to me. And again, maybe normal people, whatever that might mean, might be okay with it. But I had things said like, by trainers, I'm going to thin you out. You're a female swimmer. You look like a man. I had an individual who works at a little convenience store. It's hilarious because I never bought alcohol or cigarettes there, but I would go down after running a half marathon for fun on my own and buy a Chipwich or a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and he'd be like, don't eat that. You're going to ruin your figure. And to you, I tried different things. I tried ignoring these. I tried buying into it or playing along or playing into their narcissism. Oh, how can you help me? To getting angry. And I'm still trying. Nothing seemed to work other than I really need to sort of understand myself and know myself. And, you know, I think people have, I think it's a cultural issue. And I think people have bodies and we all eat, so everybody thinks they know the answer. So I don't know. But those were just my thoughts, and I just wanted to share that with you. And I don't know. I'm still wondering how to react and find out what my reaction is to hearing these things. Any thoughts on that?
Well, was this a man or a woman behind the counter of the convenience store?
He was an overweight man who smoked. Now, the trainer was an incredibly fit guy. So it's sort of like it runs the gamut. It can be anybody who says these things.
Well, and there's also something that who gives anyone the right to make a comment about your body or presume something? And I think that at a certain point, we have to be women, not girls, men, not boys, and say, don't talk about my body. I don't appreciate that. Just do not make that comment, or I'm not coming back here. Mm-hmm. To let them know, hey, this is unacceptable. I'm actually looking at the Men's Health article that I pulled it up, and I see.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm looking at it. Look, the other thing about this is, I cannot imagine that there is a person out there who has no idea that they are perhaps overweight or perhaps making bad food choices, that calling them on it is going to inform them of something that they're not aware of. You know, if you say, don't eat that, you shouldn't eat that because you're overweight, no one is going to say, I'm overweight? What? Really? Oh, my God. I'm inspired to eat carrots. So part of it is it's so patronizing and condescending and just rude to imagine that people who are overweight are going to be somehow motivated by that. And who's to say what an ideal body type is anyway? You know, what's supposed to be the ideal? Right now our ideal is something pretty close to very underweight and not healthy or unattainable or photoshopped or whatever. So, I mean, to answer your question, I think just taking umbrage, I love that word, umbrage at the notion that someone would say that, and just letting them know, hey, you know what? I'm not here to be thinned out. I'm here to be worked out. If you want to thin me out, I'm not your girl. You know, just
right. Just and to, for your listeners to know, you know, I'm a size 2, and this is said to me. So,
oh my God.
You know, this is just not for overweight people. This goes and shows the depth of how our culture is so just fascinated, and how highly we place. I mean, we've heard about youth, but just appearance and weight, and like you said, I have no idea. Like, maybe it's very underweight now is what's going on, but at the same time, maybe it's sort of Barbie-esque, where it's, you know, a large top and a large bottom, and I don't even know anymore. It's so confusing, but I do feel for other people, because I've had friends of mine, if they're too thin, if you are a perfect size, I've seen almost everyone get these comments, regardless of whether or not they are normal weight or not. And that, it's so disappointing. And I agree, I need to start doing something about it other than just taking this in and getting upset about it and hurting myself through an eating disorder. And I'm sort of, you know, reviewing in my mind what is it that I can do to help change the cultural tide, so to speak.
Yeah, I some months ago I was totally skinny shamed on one of my YouTube videos that I had posted on Facebook, and people wrote like, "Ugh, I would never want to look at her. She's too skinny." I don't know, maybe the angle looked, but she'd eat a sandwich, and they were going on and on and on. And what was the video about? The video was about trying to, you know, connect with yourself so that you don't feel bad about your body and that you can, you know, it was an encouraging, inspiring video, and yet they were not talking about the content of the video, which has to do with my mind and the inspiration and information I was providing. It had to do with what, you know, the size of my arms. And I found that just so sad that we are being reduced to body parts, which is something I talked about last week, and into things, not people. And that goes for guys too. I mean, guys, the whole dad right. bod thing, or you're, now it's not enough to have a six pack, or you got to have like a 10 pack, or, you know, it's just totally, we're more than bodies, and we've got to not lose our soul in the pursuit of some kind of physical ideal.
Exactly. And I think I need to continue to start examining myself, who I am, what I stand for. And I like the few things, the comebacks that you have, because I was so shocked coming out here and being told some of these things. You know, a lot of the times I just froze or played into it. But I think that was what was disappointing to me. And I'm going to try some snappier comebacks in the future and see how that works. And you know what? Who knows? Maybe no one will say anything to me at all. So,
Christina,
you never know.
What if you were at the gym with a friend of yours who was a size 2, and she was meeting her trainer for the first time, and the trainer said, "Yeah, I'm going to really thin you out. I'm going to get you into shape." What would you have wanted to say to him?
Before this show, I think I would have frozen and been so horrified. You know, when you're so horrified, and then a lot of a typical response is to say and do nothing, which I would hope now, and maybe not, since it's a friend, as you said, now, no way, I would get all over that person and just rip into them.
Let's hear it.
For sure, 100%.
Let's hear it. Tell us what you'd say. Not to put you on the spot, but what might you say?
Well, and that's so funny because, you know, and here's where I need to do some work. You know what my first thought, and I just want to clarify before, I'm just going to be super honest. So I was raised in a family where, you know, my father had an eating disorder and appearance was a very high priority. So it's interesting you say that. So my first response, which I would say would be the wrong response, would have been to evaluate that person's body and ripped into their appearance, which I feel is just perpetuating this
yes.
cycle of insanity,
yes.
where instead it's to come to my friend's defense and be like, "You absolutely have no right to be saying that to her. Look at her. She's, you know, phenomenally fit, looks fantastic." And again, I wouldn't want to say you should be so lucky to look like, but again, not focusing on that individual's appearance, but defending my friend.
You know what? That deserves this. Hold on. Let me see. I'm playing with sound effects today.
Yeah!
Yay! Oh.
I love that.
Oh, it's not stopping. I don't know how to make it stop. Hopefully it'll stop soon.
That's
yes,
great.
Yes. Great. Exactly. And that is empowerment. And that is the definition of empowerment. Just saying.
Thank you. And I need to learn to do that for myself.
Well, I applaud that and encourage that in any way that I can help you do that. Let me know.
Absolutely. Well, your show is a great start, so I really appreciate it. Thanks for letting me share again.
Thanks, Christina. Thanks for being another one of the regulars.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Hope to speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Aw. So interesting how many people our how pervasive this sort of idea, cultural idea that we can talk about our other people and their appearance as if we have the right to do so. Ugh, so frustrating. Anyway, back to what I was saying when I asked all my Facebook subscribers about who was the most awesome person that they knew and why. So some people said their mom or dad was the most awesome person they knew, and they would say things like, oh, they're always there for others, or they put their family first, or they know how to cheer people up, or they never judge. Hey, I want to know where those parents are. What? I want those parents. Others said that their brothers and sisters were awesome. They mentioned their siblings' confidence, optimism, positivity, that they were good role models, they could be counted on to be there no matter what, unconditional love. A lot of people said their friends were the most awesome people they knew. They describe their friends as understanding, accepting, fun-loving, intelligent, open-minded, happy, positive, friendly, available. They use words like loyal, responsible, creative, strong, generous, and loving. Some people mention their therapists, aww, and their bosses, and they talked about qualities like persistence, tenacity, fearlessness, speaking up, doing the right thing. So, what do you notice about these answers? What do you notice that's not part of these answers? Nobody said the most awesome person they know is like Kate Moss or some Victoria's Secret angel. Nobody said, my friend blah, blah, blah is awesome because she has no cellulite. Or my friend so-and-so has 8-pack abs. Boy, is he awesome. Nobody said that. The thing is, you would not like your friends better if they lost weight. You would not never say something like, oh, if only my best friend would drop a few pounds, she'd be so much nicer to be around. No, you like your friends because they're good listeners, they make you laugh, they're there for you, you have fun together, you have a lot in common. So why not appreciate yourself the way you appreciate other people in your life? Now, a few years ago, there was a Special K ad. They do great ads, in my opinion. The Special K ad was called More Than a Number. And it started with a voiceover of a woman saying, I hate shopping for jeans. Oh, who can relate? So many people can relate. Nobody needs to go in one of those dressing rooms with the awful lighting and the horrible mirror and the pants that don't fit. Anyway, so then all these women in the commercial are talking about how painful, depressing, and heartbreaking it is to shop for jeans. So they go into the store and discover there are no sizes on the jeans. Instead, they're measured with this measuring tape that has no numbers, but instead it has sizes, and the sizes are charismatic, radiant, fabulous, stunning, confident, strong. Don't you want that measuring tape? So let's think about it. Why do we let the size of our jeans measure our self-worth? Why do we let the size of our jeans measure our self-worth? So the answer is complex, and it has a lot of variables. But the follow-up question is, okay, there are lots of reasons why we do that. What can we do to change that attitude? So you got to start resizing yourself. If you're relying on numbers to define you, the size of your body, the size of your jeans, the number on the scale, then you're limiting your total sense of self to your physical self and ignoring everything else that's important. What about your emotional, intellectual, relational, creative, etc. self? What about your values? It's just like Nick was saying earlier. He kind of forgot who he... Oh, there's a call. I will pick that up later. Hi, caller. This is Dr. Nina.
Hi, Dr. Nina. My name's Aria.
Hi, Aria.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about body image. I know you were just talking about that. And I think that I've done a pretty good job kind of talking to myself in a nicer way. But I think what I'm still struggling with is when other people make comments. So I have an upcoming trip to Fiji, which I'm super excited about. I'm going with my sister and her friend. And when they went to, when they traveled together, her friend told my sister that she was, you know, out of shape. And my sister's in pretty good shape. So I'm feeling very self-conscious about what she might say to me, like, especially being in Fiji and having to be in a bathing suit, which is already kind of awful for me.
Oh, I feel you, Aria. Yes, that does not sound like a pleasant experience, that part of the trip. Well,
right.
One thing you can do is kind of think about being an observer. Because when you feel like you're under observation, you're going to feel very self-conscious. And here's a woman who obviously, unless you are some kind of model perfect person in a magazine, you're not going to look up to her standards. That's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. If she's saying these things to your sister who's not out of shape, then she just wants to say, for whatever reason, sounds like she just wants to find some kind of fault. So if mm-hmm. you are worried about this person looking at you, it's like you've got a giant spotlight over your head, and mm-hmm. That is a horrible feeling, and you can get paralyzed in the glare of the spotlight. Okay, so we want to move that spotlight onto the friend. So when you are being observed, you feel terrible, you feel self-conscious, everything that you're feeling now. When you're the observer, and it's, what do I think of her? What do I think of her? What do I think about the fact that she's asking me that? What do I think about the color of her bathing suit? What do I think about any aspect of her? When your eyes are out and you're looking, mm-hmm. that is one way to kind of recapture your sense of empowerment. It really does work, and you could practice this before you go to Fiji so that by the time you get there, you'll be more used to it. And just think of it that way. If she says something to you, what might she say?
I don't know. That's what I'm kind of worried about, because if she tells my sister that she's out of shape and my sister's in pretty good shape, like, I'm just, like, horrified what she might think of me. And actually, like, I think, like, what she might think, I think I can cope with. I think if she actually says something, I'm worried that it's going to trigger me, like, that it might cause me to binge, or it might cause me to, like, instead of just kind of letting it go or not affect me, like, that it'll really stay with me.
Well, Aria, how can it not affect you? That is a horrible thing to say. So how can it not affect you? So I want you to remember this acronym that I made up for these situations, and it's the acronym is VARY. V as in victory, A-R-Y, and it stands for validate, acknowledge, and reassure yourself. So we can't let things go. When someone says something hurtful, you can't just let it roll off of you. It hurts. You've got to acknowledge mm-hmm. that. Of course it hurts. So validation is, and acknowledgement is, ow, that hurt. Now, this is in you internally, and I'll also give you something to say to her, should you wish.
Okay.
So when you try to let it go, that's not going to happen. Then you're going to end up stuffing your feelings in all ways, right? And we don't want that. Mm-hmm. So you want to validate it. Ouch, that hurt. That was a mean, snarky, awful comment to say, and I feel awful and embarrassed, and I'm humiliated. You just mm-hmm. own it. But that, and then you reassure yourself, but what she thinks is, she is not the arbiter of my good enoughness. She's not the one who gets to define how I feel about myself. And, you know, I am not going to let her make me feel terrible about myself, and this feeling will pass. And lots of people, you know, don't feel the way she feels. What do I think of her? What do I think of me?
Right. So validate, acknowledge, reassure
yourself.
And what was the why? Yourself.
Okay. Yeah. That's the easiest one to remember. So then, if you want to say something to her, you want to use this little a kind of a formula. So first you say the situation. And the acronym for this is SET, situation, emotion, and then thought or translation. So you want to say, you know, when you make a comment about, when you made that comment about my, when you, my weight, or when you asked me that, when you say that, whatever, you know, so what the situation is, she just said something to you. I feel, mm-hmm. and here you only use emotions. So emotions are mad, sad, glad, afraid. So hurt, mm-hmm. upset, humiliated, embarrassed, exactly.
Ashamed.
Because it means, and what does it mean?
That felt like my body looks wrong.
According to her. Yeah. What? That you're telling me there's, because it means there's something wrong with me. You're telling me there's something wrong with me. And you, Aria, have to challenge that idea. So she might be saying the very thing that you, do you ever say something like that to yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when people say the horrible things to us that we say to ourselves, it has the ring of truth. If you're saying to yourself, oh, there's something wrong with me, or oh, there's something wrong with you, and then the Fiji girl says, oh, there's something wrong with you, it's like, oh, yes, she's right. Instead of, let's also challenge the part of you that's telling you there's something wrong with your body, that there's something wrong with you.
Right.
You know, where did that, where did you come to believe that, and how, what would you say, I like to help, what really helps is when you think about, what would a friend, what would you say to a friend in this situation?
I guess like you're, you know, like you're on vacation, you're having so much fun, like enjoy like the water, like you said, like kind of be an observer and like enjoy, you know, not let somebody's comments like, I mean, like being in a beautiful, amazing.
Right. Oh, you just cut out a little bit, Aria. Can you hear me still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like just being able to tell somebody like, you know, you're in this amazing place, like it's so much fun, to like not give her, like a person, like so much power to like ruin, you know, like an amazing, amazing time and being on vacation.
Exactly. And remember, that sun is not going to feel any different on your body than if your weight changes. That water is not going to feel any different to your body if your weight changes. The views in Fiji is not going to become more beautiful if you lose weight. You know, you're mm-hmm. there to have an experience, and do not let this woman undermine that. She doesn't get to be the boss of you, as my daughter would say.
That's actually really, really helpful, because I think that like when you think about being at the beach, you think about other people looking at you and your body, instead of like, I'm there to have an experience and just enjoy myself. And that, like, you're right, it's not going to feel better if your weight is different. You're still, your body's still your own body.
Exactly. So enjoy Fiji and call me back and let me know how it goes. Be a social anthropologist and an observer, and have a great time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Nina.
You're so welcome. Bye, Aria.
Bye.
Oh. I just want to say something to that woman who said something to her sister, and now she's all worried about her trip instead of looking forward to Fiji. Ugh, people. There was a caller who was calling while I was talking to Aria. I can only talk to one person at a time. If you want to call me back, now's the time, except that I don't have that much time left. So call me back. We have a little bit of time before the end of the show. If not, call me next week. So I have a quote from Oprah. I have a quote today from Oprah that I hope will inspire you. And this is what she says. I think you're going to like this, all of you. She says, step away from the mean girls and say bye-bye to feeling bad about your looks. Oh, there's my caller. Hi, caller. This is Dr. Nina.
Yeah, Dr. Nina, this is Larry from Burbank. How are you?
Larry from Burbank. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. I wasn't the caller waiting, but I snuck in just now.
Okay.
I just wanted to share how much I would want to go to Fiji So if this person wants to pay for a second, I will go and we're in. But I wanted to share with you, I don't really have a question. I happened across a book yesterday at the library that I highly recommend. I'm not making this up. It's called The High School Reunion Diet. Lose 20 years in 30 days. And that's got to work, right?
That is the funniest title I've ever heard. The High School Reunion Diet.
Google it. You would think, you know, this is like life imitating art. You'd think a comedian would write this, but it's on Amazon. And hopefully it's not selling, but there
it's
you have
a
it.
Real, it's not a farce. Lose 20 years in 30 days.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's part of the idiocy of the whole industry, and this is just, you know, I don't know what else to say, but it is unintentionally funny and sad.
Just to say how it's not even as bad as you think. Younger, thinner, and smarter in 30 days.
Yeah.
Younger?
Smarter in 30, yeah.
Younger?
Okay. Well, I'll leave that. I'll wait for the movie, I guess.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you for bringing this to my attention, but I guess what you're saying is that you're seeing this out there in the culture and you're realizing that this is not good. This is how these kinds of things affect our sense of self, our sense of self-image, and that it's very destructive to us individually and I think as a society. And so as we collectively can look at this and say, no, we're not
right.
going to buy into it.
And this is sort of the tip of the proverbial spear, since like so many of the titles I saw in that section, it preys on our fears. My God, I have a high school reunion. And I look my age. That's just terrible, right?
Well, apparently nobody's supposed to be older than 40 in our culture. and you're supposed to be 65 and still look 30 like Madonna or something. Which, hey, okay, nothing wrong with that, but as long as you develop yourself as more of a person and don't become just a mannequin.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I think that's what we see in the media are, I don't want to say photoshopped mannequins, but, you know, quote, mannequins nevertheless, and we compare our inner world with what we see on, you know, Entertainment Tonight.
Well, we should not, what is it? We should not compare our real life with other people's highlight reels.
Something I like that. That's good. That's a good soundbite.
I did not make it up. I've read it before. I cannot take credit for that, but it's a good thing to remember when you're on Instagram and Facebook and you're looking at pictures and it looks like everyone is having the perfect life. You know, you don't see the fight they had the minute before they took that happy family picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's true. That's I like that. That's why one reason why I'm not a Facebook person right now, or maybe ever. So anyway.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for sneaking in that last call and letting us know about this and for sharing your I don't want to say awakening because that presumes you've changed your thinking, but for sharing what you're seeing, that you're seeing things perhaps more acutely than before, and hopefully seeing yourself in a different light as well.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't fit in my old dress, that's no big deal. I'll just go to the reunion anyway.
Didn't you tell me you use humor to deflect a few weeks ago?
Okay, you're right. You're right. My bad.
Okay, Larry, you got to take a compliment. Take it in.
Well, you're right. That's true.
Yes, take it in.
That is true. That's a good point. It's a habit. So duly noted.
Okay.
And I will be curious about that phenomenon, not critical.
I love it. Be curious, not critical. Thank you for that soundbite, which I do take credit for. That's mine.
Yeah.
And call in next week and let me know how you're doing.
I will do that. Thank you much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that is pretty much the show for today. I'm gonna save my Oprah quote, which is super, super, super inspirational. because it's kind of a long quote. For next week. Oh, actually, no, not next week. Next week we have a special guest, Craig Ramsey from Bravo, and I think you're going to find him really interesting. He's a workout guy, and he's got some really great ideas about fitness. So tune in then. I'm going to talk about Oprah the following week. Thank you all so much for joining me today. I'm here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific here on LA Talk Radio to give you the skinny on weight loss without dieting. And I'd love to hear from you, so call in or send me a message or email me with any questions that you'd like me to cover on the show. See you next week. Bye for now.
You're listening to The Dr. Nina Show with Dr. Nina Savelle-Rocklin, only on LA Talk Radio.